The following program is brought to you in living color.
In tasting wines, there's three things that you watch and enjoy. One is the color of the wine. See how nice the color of this is? And the next thing is the aroma. And you smell the product. Hold it.
Hold it by the stem.
Yeah, the proper way is right here. Let me just do catch it like I did. Grab the glass like that.
Is it glass?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a cup. Okay.
Yes.
Just grab that and...
It is?
No, the glass. The cup. Take the cup. No. Take the cup. Here.
It's The Wine Crush, the show that's all about the grape and the lifestyle it creates. The Wine Crush is presented by Lot18.com. Now, here's your host for The Wine Crush, Laura Lawson.
Thank you for a memorable afternoon. Usually one must go to a bowling alley to meet a woman of your stature.
Welcome to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your favorite Chardonnay sipping diva, and you are listening to the show that's all about the grape in all its glory, all the vine, all the time, everything you ever wanted to know about that adorable little grape. We are here for you. We're your online media and radio resource for everything you ever wanted to know. Yes, it is another version of The Crush, and we are just gaining popularity right and left, despite what Kent says. People do like talking to me. Right,
well,
Kent?
That's... just on most occasions, Laura.
Most occasions? Hey, and a bowling alley? You have to go to a bowling alley to have this much fun? Where do you find these things, and why do you continue to torment me?
It's you. I heard that, and I thought, that's Laura.
That terrifies me. My God, you probably have a list a mile long, and I don't want to know. I've got to stay on your good side. Next thing I know, at least I'll wind up somewhere in a ditch.
I'll come up with something complimentary next week.
Sure you will.
Yeah.
Complimentary to whom, me or you? Anyway, here at The Crush... once again, we are very, very fortunate. Now, people, like I said, besides Kent, do like to spend time with me. And we joked around several shows ago about the fact that I have this bad habit of kidnapping winemakers. I promise I don't hurt them. I return them to the wineries exactly like I found them. Well, some of them have duct tape wrapped around their hands still, and they are running, screaming, swearing they'll never be back on radio. But it seems to have started a trend. And yes, once again, you do not have to listen to me for a whole hour. I have an in-studio guest host again. Like I said, I am so impressed. My reputation precedes me.
I'm impressed.
I know. And this time, there's no chains. There's no duct tape. I don't have to force wine down the
throat.
He came willingly.
The last one was looking for a way out of here, though.
Well, that's why you locked the door.
Put him on a bus.
Yes. Well, today, yes, I do have in studio. I am very fortunate. I have Mr. Barry Wiss. He is the Vice President of Trade Relations for Trinchero. He also is the man who created the World Wine Challenge. He is a CWE. He is on the National Napa Valley Education Committee, and he's on the Napa Valley Vintners Association. Mr. Wiss, welcome to the Wine Crush.
Oh, thank you, Laura. Thank you so much. I have to admit, you kind of scare me about the duct tape and the ropes and all that.
Well, it started a while ago. What happened is, do you know the old quote, always do sober what you say you'll do drunk. It'll teach you to keep your mouth shut.
I like that.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Hemingway. I was out in California, and I was visiting some of my fair wineries and friends, and I ran into Rob Davis, who is the winemaker at Jordan. And we were talking, and I had maybe one too many bottles of Jordan Chardonnay. And I said, Rob, whenever you come out to Charlotte, come on, we'd love to have you. And he happened to mention something along the lines he had family, he'd be in town. And, well, it turned out it was going to be the next week. So I decided, come on, Rob, I will take you out. We will go somewhere. And I kidnapped him and brought him to the studio and put him on radio for 2 hours. So since then, it's been a running joke that I kidnap people. But see, you come willingly.
Now, Yes, I do.
I had an ulterior motive in getting you here. Now, I take a little bit of grief. Obviously, we are a very diverse show here at The Wine Crush. We have radio stations from New York to Chicago, all along your fair state in California, New Orleans, Denver. Shout out to all of my favorite affiliates there. But they do sometimes make a little fun with me because I have a tendency to say y'all. And I have a tendency to say darling, and bless his sweet little heart, has crossed my lips a couple times. Now, I have spent time with Barry, and of course, we're going to talk about wine, we're going to talk about California, but Barry is from New Orleans.
Yes, I am.
Barry is a Southerner. He understands that New Orleans is not New Orleans, it's Nolens, and we go from there. So I knew that I would at least have a little bit of help when it comes to the Southern thing if I drug Barry into the show.
Yeah, that's so, right, darling.
So, that, see, outstanding. Can't stop shaking your head. You're
I'm
gonna start
loving it. That's great.
Well, of course, as always, we know that you listen to the show to hear about our wonderful wine recommendations. So let's start there before we get into interrogating Barry. Now, even though I am the Chardonnay sipping diva, I have talked to you several times about this new trend. Now, it's a new trend to some of you, but Moscato is definitely taking the country by storm. For those of you who pay attention to sales data, for those of you in restaurants, for those of you in retail that are paying attention to me right now, Moscato has rocketed up the charts. Now, Moscato, it's wonderful. It has the body of a Pinot Grigio. It has a light sweetness of, say, a Riesling, and it can have all the floral characteristics of a Viognier. So that is the great summer spring wine right now. I hope everyone's enjoying the same beautiful weather that we are. And it is time to get out on a patio and get a glass of something. And for the record, Moscato can be drunk 9 o'clock in the morning. It's a great breakfast wine. It's an outstanding lunch wine. And of course, 3:30 in the afternoon when you're done cutting the grass or watching the poor little boy that's mowing your grass, it is a great option. So one of my recent favorites, of course, is the one from Terra d'Oro. It is part of the Montevigna property. It is out of Amador, and this is just, it's musky, it's light, it has a great sweetness to it, but it's not overwhelming, it's not cloying, you aren't going to feel like you're drinking white Zinfandel, but truly it is refreshing. So for those of you who are getting tired of my Chardonnay recommendations that tend to have, well, just a little bit of oak to it, this is something you will find that's truly a palate cleanser. It doesn't have the acidity or some of the pink grapefruit that you get off Sauvignon Blanc, as so many of you tend to complain about. So that's our recommendation this week. What's also great, it's reasonably priced. You aren't going to find something that you don't have to go to the store and spend $29 on this bottle of white wine. You can find this in your local Mega Mart, your local chains, 15 and under. So Terra d'Oro Moscato, that is my white wine recommendation. And of course, those of you that know me mean I'm going to put Barry on the spot. Barry, you have to give me a red wine recommendation, and it can't be part of your portfolio. So if there's something, what we like to do here, there's something you like to drink, what is it? And beer's not an option. You can't pick Dixie and you can't pick Jack's. No. So, Barry, what red do you have in mind and what do you like to drink?
I'm asked that question all the time because even though I live in Napa Valley and I work for Trincaro Family Estates and I'm a wine geek, of course, and people ask me that all the time. What is your favorite wine? And it's such a huge question. There's so much great wine out there right now from all over the world. And, you know, I had a little bit of time to think about this, and I needed a little bit of time because it's such a huge question.
And none of your friends at the NVA, they're all going to be upset. They're going to want to know why you didn't recommend their wine. So no pressure on you whatsoever.
I can appreciate, first of all, I have to preface it with saying that I can appreciate any wine that is made well. Any wine that is really a lot of attention, a lot of heart and soul went into that wine, no matter where that wine came from, no matter what grape it comes from, no matter who made it. As long as wine is made well, it's a good wine. It really is a good wine. But when I think of a truly great wine, the wines that I like to collect, and I am a consumer. Of course, I work in a wine region, work for a winery, but I'm also a wine consumer, and I enjoy wine from all over the world. And if I told you just to drink Napa Valley wines or just to drink our wines, that's not good advice. You know, part of being a wine lover is enjoying wine from all over the world because wine is an expression of not only the grape but the place. And I have a saying that I love in the world of wine, that a good wine tastes like a grape. A good wine should taste like a grape, a great expression of the grape variety, whether it's Pinot Grigio or Moscato or whatever it may be.
Well, it does make sense. It shouldn't taste like a baseball bat like some of our Chardonnays tend to.
Don't get me started on that, darling. but a good wine tastes like a grape, but a great wine tastes like a place. When you can taste a wine and say, wow, this is a Chardonnay, but this is a Chardonnay from Napa Valley or a Chardonnay from Chablis, that's a hallmark of really a great wine. So a red wine. I'm put on the spot with a red wine recommendation. I love Italian wines. I love all wines from all around the world. But when I think of a wine that is really a great representative, not only grape variety, but the place, I go to Tuscany and in Chianti. I love Chianti. I love to cook. My wife and I, we met cooking many years ago. And when you go to Chianti, those are food wines, really food-friendly wines. So my recommendation comes from Chianti Classico. And it's Marchese Antonori.
Nice choice.
As long as you probably know, Marchese Antonori, his family's been making wine since the 1300s. I mean, in the United States, we talk about Prohibition as a setback in sales and things like that. he'll talk about the Black Plague. Oh, that was kind of a damper on sales. But Macon Wines is a 1300. So
he will, he gets into it. He's been on the show before.
Oh, really?
Yes,
oh,
we've had the Marchese on the show.
In this seat, in this very seat? Oh.
No, he actually wasn't in studio. But, you know, he has been on the show and talked about the history. So
wow.
I think it's great you picked in Tori.
Yeah. But incredible wines. Once again, not only representing the grape variety, but this incredible, incredible, beautiful place of Chianti. And great food wines. Great balanced food wines. What more could you ask for?
They are, and absolutely. Yeah. Antinori, with its history, they've had a lot of time to get it right. So
absolutely.
There are no two ways about it. It's probably one of my favorite Italian imports, and you can definitely find it. And what's great, Barry, I'm impressed, is you found something that most of our listeners shouldn't have any problem finding.
Great.
All right, so there's our wine recommendations for the week. When we return from a very tiny, small little break, we will get into Barry and find out what makes him tick.
Drink. The Wine Crush.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 1-800-489-1639 because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free, get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 1-800-489-1639. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Call 1-800-489-1639. 1-800-489-1639. That's 1-800-489-1639.
Is the IRS knocking on your door for back taxes? Are you being threatened with bank levies or wage garnishments? Let us negotiate with the IRS for you. It's a lot easier. We deal with the IRS every day, so you don't have to. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, or you haven't filed in a while, pick up your cell phone and call now for free information. We have experts standing by right now who know the tax codes and know the secrets to settle your back taxes for less. If you qualify, we'll explain to you how we may be able to settle your taxes for less than what you currently owe. So call today for your free evaluation. Remember our motto, if you can't pay your back taxes, call now, see if you can pay less. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, call Alpha Tax now for free advice on how you can pay less.
800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Oh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Son, I want you home by 10, all right?
I know.
Hold on. Listen, we need to talk about drinking. You know how I feel about alcohol.
Yeah, I know.
Seriously, you're way too young to drink. I know some kids are drinking, but you're my kid. And just because they drink doesn't mean you have to.
I know.
I mean, you're still growing, you're still developing. You may think you can handle it, but you're not a grown-up yet. It's dangerous.
I know, okay?
Teenagers know everything. So talk about underage drinking before they know it all. Before they're teens.
Listen, when you drink, it screws up your judgment. I don't want you getting hurt. You could make some serious mistakes.
I know, I know.
Listen to me. This is real.
I know, okay? I know.
Start talking before they start drinking. And keep talking. To learn more about the dangers of underage drinking and what to say to your kids, go to StopAlcoholAbuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, and we are still conversing with Mr. Barry Wiss. He has not run screaming down the hall yet, although I noticed Kent did just lock both doors. So we will take that for what it's worth and go from there. Well, before we took that small break, I had asked you a little question before we got on our wine recommendations. And I've got to know, because I get asked this question all the time, how does a girl from the Deep South wind up so entrenched in the wine business when the closest thing you grew up with was Muscadine or Scuppernong grapes, and you actually kind of went out, picked them, ate them, and I had family members that can make, I have family members that can make wine out of any fruit that sits still long enough. Trust me.
You have family members that are fruits, Laura. Come on.
I'm going to sick my mother on you. I warned you time and time again that I am the wallflower of the family. You're going to get it, Kent, for it.
I find that hard to believe.
Yeah, I know. Most people do until they meet them. But past that, being a good Southern girl, getting in the wine business, I understand how I got to where I got. I must have done something horrible in a past life. But besides that, especially coming from New Orleans, how do you wind up so deep and such an icon in the wine business with your background?
Well, you know, I started out, of course, born and raised in New Orleans, my wife and I both. And we met at the University of New Orleans in the hotel restaurant school. And we love to cook. You know, of course, we love to entertain. And it was a natural for us to be in the hospitality business. So I was a food and beverage director for Sheraton Hotels, beautiful Sheraton Hotel on Canal Street. In fact, I was there. I'm kind of dating myself. It was a year after it opened, and that was a World's Fair in New Orleans, so quite some time ago.
It's fun because we like to torment listeners. Occasionally, I'll do the same thing and throw something out like, oh, when that opened, I'm like, oh, no. I can't possibly be that old. It must have been somebody else. That was not my memory. But go ahead.
Very young, starting in a business.
Sandbox.
But in the late 1989, to be exact, I was transferred to California. Now, you know, being from the South, you know, working my way through school and, you know, in the hospitality industry, I didn't have time to travel. I didn't have time to go anywhere. So I was transferred to Redondo Beach, where the Beach Boys grew up in Southern California. Brand new Sheraton Hotel opened up, and I was part of the opening crew there. And, I mean, Redondo Beach, incredible place, right on the beach, beachfront property hotel. But quite a culture shock. I've never been out of New Orleans before, really in my life. Maybe Biloxi, you know, for spring break or something like that. But to go from a town built on hospitality like New Orleans, where you have, you know, waiters and waitresses, and that's a career, that's a respectable profession.
It's a professional livelihood.
Of course. And to go from that environment to Surf City, USA, and have your employees, you know, dude, man, you got some major swells coming in. You know, I might be late for work. You might be what? You're super stoked? What does that mean?
Yes.
And so it's quite a culture shock. But it was, I mean, it's beautiful. Southern California is, of course, incredible. But, of course, being in the food and beverage industry and just really not knowing anything about the world of wine coming from the South, I mean, New Orleans is a town built on beer and spirits, never really wine.
Not spirits, no.
Oh.
No, so it certainly never was a drink called the Hurricane
Bourbon
that knocked
Street?
Us all
yeah.
out, yes.
But, of course, we had to go to the wine country. So Kim and I, as soon as we could, we took a trip out to the wine country, drove up Highway 1, of course, incredible, beautiful, and driving down Highway 29, and for everyone who's been to Napa Valley, they know exactly what I'm talking about. Driving down Highway 29 in the heart of Napa Valley, and I looked at her, literally, I looked at her, and she looked at me, I was like, you thinking what I'm thinking? And 1991, we moved up to Napa Valley, been living and working in Napa Valley for 20 years now, you know, a little over 20 years, and it's just amazing. We're very blessed. We're very, very fortunate to live and work in a place like that. But, you know, our roots are still in the South. All our family's back in New Orleans. And we actually bought a second home in New Orleans, waterfront homes. I love to fish. Of course, I love to sail and be on the water. And
if I was really, really crass, I could say that there's a lot more homes that are waterfront in New Orleans right now. My family, I still have family down there. I can attest to it. I'm allowed to get away with that. No one else is.
But we finally, for many years, we talked about it. And we said, we're going to buy a second home, an investment home, maybe a retirement home to move back to New Orleans. And eventually, of course, we're going to move back. I mean, you know, our heart's always in the South. And so we bought a beautiful, brand-new waterfront home 4 months before, I don't even want to say it, 4 months before you know what.
Yes.
Yeah. But silver lining on a gray cloud. And so now it's really the best of both worlds. New Orleans, Napa Valley, and, of course, my wife and I, we travel all over the world. Our love of wine has brought us literally all over the world. It's just wonderful. We're very blessed.
That's one of the best things that you can attest to. Something that continuing a trend that I keep lecturing all of our listeners on is to understand that people who are in the wine business, whether it's in radio, whether it's their principal, whether they're someone like you who is just involved in so many facets, we're in the wine business. Understand this. Number one, because we're all a little bit insane. That's the first denoting factor of everything. You spend 3 years in the wine business, and either you understand that this is where you're going to be for the rest of your life, or you're going to go sell pharmaceuticals or do a lot of pharmaceuticals, one of the two. But secondly, it's a career that affords you the ability to travel, to, you hate to say live beyond your means, but I know that I have done things in my lifetime that I could never afford otherwise. But it comes down to the fact that we're normal people. We're day in, day out. There's nothing along the lines that puts us on pedestals. It's nothing that makes us extra special or unapproachable. And that's what we try and get across to listeners, especially that we're in this business because we feel blessed and because we enjoy it, but also because we want everybody else to understand the passion and the impact that wine can have in their lives. And that's where we spend a lot of our time beating a head against a wall, without a doubt.
Well, I'll tell you, you can get me started on this subject. And, you know, I say all the time, you know, to the students that come through our education programs, and, you know, I travel all over and I talk to large groups of people, and I love doing that, to get people excited about the world of wine. And really, to put it in perspective, a bottle of wine in itself is a really enjoyable thing. It's a great thing. It's a social thing. You can enjoy it with your friends and have great conversations. But when you think of a bottle of wine, try to name a wine region. It's not a beautiful place. I mean, if you make your career or your hobby or your passion wine, try to name a wine region. It's not really a beautiful place. Always connected to great food, great conversation, great times. Well, I can think of one in particular. My wife is not crazy about that we visited, but still, it was a beautiful place. And I'm talking about in south of Spain. I'm a big sherry fan, Jerez. There wasn't a lot of shopping in that for my wife.
No,
she
not.
Loves to shop. But
there's a lot of sherry in the middle of the afternoon, which kind of takes the edge off.
And then after that, as everything's downhill, which is actually not a bad thing sometimes. But just about every place in the world of wine is a beautiful place, connected to great food, great times, great interesting people, great conversation. So it's really, when you think about it, a nice bottle of wine is really one of the finest things in life. It's connected to a lot of great things. So we're very fortunate to be in this world of wine.
We are. And that's the most important thing I want everybody to take from today is that whatever's in the bottle, like Barry said, as long as it's well made, it can always be an instant party and it's always going to add an extra dimension of entertainment to whatever you are doing. Okay, we're going to take a small rest right here, but when we come back, we'll get Barry's opinion on how to get more educated, how to learn more about wine, and what all of us need to be doing to make it more accessible.
What's your gym membership costing you? Do you even use it anymore? If you're looking to save some money and still stay in great shape, then here's a great offer from Total Gym. I have one. I use it every day. It's easy to set up. There's no weights to move around. I work out in 15 minutes a day, and I stay in great shape. And the best part is I don't have to leave my home to get a full intensive workout. So my friends at Total Gym want to make it real easy for you to get started. Pick up your cell phone right now and you can try Total Gym risk-free for 30 days for just $49.95, and shipping is free. Save yourself some money while you stay in great shape. Ditch your gym membership. Order a Total Gym risk-free. You don't like it? Return it in 30 days. Call 800-385-3169, 800-385-3169, 800-385-3169, 800-385-3169.
What would you do if you had to choose between the buffalo and the giraffes? Between a flower or an elephant? What would you choose? What if you had to decide between a 100-year-old tree and a 1,000,000-year-old beech? Between drinking clean water or breathing clean air. Would you make the right choice? Would there be a right choice? Now there's a way to help. Not just one, but all these things. EarthShare, the world's leading environmental groups working together. It's one choice we can all live with.
This ad sponsored by Ad Council and EarthShare.
We are talking about our world today. Oh, and someone's on the line.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
Welcome, Jacqueline. How old are you? You sound so young.
I'm 8.
Oh, wow. I assume you're a student, right?
Yes, from Jefferson Elementary. And I have a question.
Sure. And what's your question?
We all know the Earth has 7 continents that currently carry 193 countries. Those continents make up 29% of the Earth's surface, meaning that the vast majority of our planet, 71%, is comprised of water. Taking into consideration man automatically adapts to environmental conditions, why is it that I need to take swimming lessons?
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
From the vantage point, Mafatu saw 6 war canoes drawn up on the beach. But what held the boy's eyes in awful trance were the figures springing and leaping about the flames, darting, shifting, bounding toward the sky. The eaters of men. Cannibals. Firelight glistened on their roiled bodies, on flashing spears and bristling decorations. Mafatu watched the strange scene, powerless to move, and he felt doom itself breathing chill upon his neck. In that very instant, he heard a crashing in the undergrowth. 4 figures were tearing toward him through the jungle. He could see them now. He turned and ran blindly down the trail, slipping, sliding, stumbling, his breath all but choking in his throat. Only one thought gave him courage as he ran. His canoe ready and waiting. If only he could reach it before the savages overtook him. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Call It Courage by Armstrong Sperry. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov.
You're listening to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. We are with Barry Wiss, who is with Trinquero Wine Estates, who's with the Napa Valley Vintners Association. He's just done so much. Y'all can go on the website and figure that out. But one of the coolest things I think he has done, and this is what I want to get the heart and soul of having Barry on the show with, is educating the public, going back to what we ended the last segment with, and teaching everybody that wine's approachable. It's not for that special occasion. It's not intimidating. If you can read a map, you can figure out about wine. Now, one thing that Barry has done that I think is unconditionally the coolest addition to a wine game or the wine world is Barry created the World Wine Challenge. And I want Barry to talk about this a little bit. But seriously, listeners, pay attention. I do want to put the link to the website on this thing, because if you want to learn about wine in a fun, interesting way, this is the ticket and this is how you do it. So, Barry, what is the World Wine Challenge and why am I talking it up so much?
Oh, that's great. Thank you so much. It's my area of passion. Not only the world of wine and learning more about the world of wine, but getting other people, especially the younger generation, to see the younger generation, which has never happened in our culture, to look at wine as something really interesting and fascinating and possibly, a viable career for the younger generation. It's an exciting time in the world of wine. And I got involved with the Society of Wine Educators many years ago, and I'm on a board of directors, board of examiners. And at Trinquero, we actually administer 2 levels of certification with the Society of Wine Educators, the CSW and the CWE programs. And when we started seeing everyone coming through, and it runs the gamut, we have a lot of the younger generation getting interested in wine, but everybody, we have, people looking for a second career, and maybe something in their retirement, the world of wine in some facet of the industry.
Or actually with those exams, you just like to torment people like me at CWE hurt.
Well, they're tough exams.
Yeah. People ask me how to prepare for it. I'm like, study for a year and then study 6 more months. and then learn how to write quickly in an hour and a half.
And, you know, we're all students of wine. Wine is one of those humbling things you could possibly imagine, because no matter how much you know about the world of wine, you don't know it all. As soon as you think you know everything, the world of wine changes. And that's what's really great about it. You never stop learning.
Well, you never get bored. If nothing else, vintage to vintage to vintage to vintage.
And then there's also the tasting, you know, exams you have to practice for, which are really enjoyable.
They're not enjoyable. They're hard.
Well, at least the practicing part. It can be.
Well, until you start drinking, then it all falls apart. Napa Valley Cabernet? Sure, I like this one. Can I try that one again? Let me make sure I like it still. All right, go ahead.
Well, when I was going through as a student, and like I said, we're all students of wine, but as a student in getting my certifications in the world of wine, I started writing test questions. So really understand why people write test questions, how they write test questions in the world of wine.
Well, so you were truly analytical. You were one of these. I bet you had flashcards too, you little geek.
You know, I tried the flashcard thing,
okay,
but I didn't have patience for it. So I got a tape recorder. Oh, I did something probably even worse. I got a digital tape recorder because I'm a runner. I love to go for long distance runs, and I would actually record myself studying. It was horrible. But at least I've listened to myself like 5 and 6 hours at a time of myself just going through, you know, the Grand Cru vineyards of Burgundy and, you know, the regions, the AVAs of the United States, and just go on and on and on.
I was about to say, we got to be careful. Learned. We're scaring people now. Hey, trust me, the exams are well worth it. Yes, you can pass it. Barry and I are not trying to scare you, I swear. So anyway.
Anyway, the World Wine Challenge, to answer your question, a long answer to your question, is that I wanted to develop something. And coming from the other side, the food and beverage industry, I knew how intimidating wine could be. So we wanted to develop something very fun and approachable to make the world of wine more approachable and just fun, outright fun. So I took all these, you know, several thousand test questions that I've written over the years and put them into a game called the World Wine Challenge. It's a computer game, and it's actually a globe. You press challenge. There's three levels of difficulty. There's wine drinker, wine student, and wine master. There's over 500 questions, and you can pick your level of difficulty. Wine master, to give you an example, is 200 questions to complete the wine master level. But those 200 questions are pulled randomly out of a pool of 300 questions, so no two games will ever be the same. Now, after you answer, it could be anything in the world of wine, anything. From winemaking, viticulture, from regions of Romania to where is California located and what kind of wine, everything runs the gamut. So after you answer the question, a question will pop up, the global spin, land on a wine region, a question will pop out of that region and ask you a question. And it'll be multiple choice, and you can pick your answer. And then after you answer the question, it'll tell you immediately with a ting. You get a nice little ting, little cheers if you get it right. You get broken glass if you get the answer wrong. Just do that for the effect. But after you answer the question, then you press learn more, and you have a comprehensive explanation on the subject matter. So after you answer the question, it's like, well of course, you know, that's the right answer, but why? And so it took me 2 years actually to develop this, and I've had some help, believe me, with our education department back at the winery. But it turned out to be a really great tool for people in a fun way. And they actually get togethers. I've heard they have, you know, tastings at people's houses. They'll get together and they'll have fun. You can do two teams if you like. So it's a very unique and fun approach to learning about the world of wine.
For the record, I assume World Wine Challenge is for sale. Can our listeners get it?
Yeah, of course.
Amazon, go on the Trinchero website.
They go on the Trinchero website. Okay. We actually have worldwinechallenge.com.
Oh, there we go.
Or you can access it through the Trinchero Winery website also, yes.
I definitely advise listeners, especially those of you who are, whether you're waiting tables, whether you're working in a retail shop, whether you're just trying to impress your friends, definitely look into this. But I do have a cute story. Barry is being very, very low-key about this. The first time I encountered the Worldwide Wine Challenge, I had actually gone out to Trinchero. It was right after the new winery was open, and I brought a group with me. I decided, okay, if we're going to go investigate this, we'll just have a bunch of people with us. And the group I brought with me wasn't that wine savvy. They were learning. They were slowly appreciating wine, but their expertise tend to be more on consuming the product. So we're supposed to have this appointment with Barry at 10 o'clock the next morning, and the group I'm with, and I brought all women out, bless my heart, I had lost my mind, all the girls got together, and I think they wound up singing karaoke. I think it was Chuck Parker that wrecked them. So they were out singing karaoke till about 2 in the morning. So we have to go. We haven't met Barry. We know that we're going to try out the World Wine Challenge, and we're thinking it's going to be this stuffy game, and it's just going to be great, and everyone's just a little bit green. So we walk into this room. Barry has this room set up. They're actual buzzers. Like you're on Jeopardy. You have to hit the table, hit the buzzer. And all these girls are now starting to freak out. Some of them are sweating. Some are about to throw up in the back of the cars. So we get there. We all get set. And all of a sudden, the World Wine Challenge comes up. And these girls instantly started having fun. They started enjoying it, and then it became competitive. So they're going through, they're answering these wine questions. They're thinking they're really, really cool. And I have abstained from the game. I'm like, it's not fair if I sit on a team. I have taken my CWE. I know the answers to the questions. So I'm just sitting in the back of the room watching this. Then all of a sudden, where they have been fighting for the buzzers and fighting to get the right answer, up on the screen pops the question, who sang Heard It Through the Grapevine? The room gets dead silent. Absolutely silent. Everyone's looking around thinking there's an error in the game, or what is this, or what kind of grapevine, or is there singing involved in winemaking? You've never seen a bunch of people panic. The whole point of that story is that Barry, with his very unique sense of humor, has managed to tie this game together. So even the people who don't know anything about wine, who can't answer what is Surly, what is malolactic fermentation, can all of a sudden say, Marvin Gaye, I got a question right, I got a question right, and make themselves happy. So that is the upshot of World Wine Challenge, and it's definitely worth checking out. Hey, we're going to take a quick break right here that'll give you time to jump on the Trinchero website and look up the World Wine Challenge. And when we return, we will continue tormenting Barry a little bit more about education in the wine world.
Check out winecrush.com for weekly wine recommendations, recipes, blogs, and news items.
Designer and car builder Carol Shelby knows cars.
I have a passion for cars.
Carol Shelby recommends Z-Max Micro Lubricant.
This stuff really works. It penetrates the metal.
Add Z-Max to your oil and gas. It cleans internal components, delivers a cleaner fuel system, extends engine life, and improves engine performance.
Z-Max is going to give it a longer life and improve the performance.
Z-Max, available at auto parts stores and at zmax.com.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 1-800-489-1639, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free, get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 1-800-489-1639. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Call 1-800-489-1639. 1-800-489-1639. That's 1-800-489-1639.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer and founder of Samuel Adams. When I started Samuel Adams, no bank would give me a loan. I got my startup money from my drinking buddies. I know people need help when pursuing a great idea. That's why we started Samuel Adams Brewing the American Dream. It provides loans to help people get their small businesses off the ground. When you enjoy the unmistakable taste of a Boston Lager, a beer that started in my kitchen, know you're helping someone else chase their dream. I'll drink to that.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Save responsibly.
Mozart toasties are so very great. Kids rejoice when Mozart's on their plate.
They know they're quite nutritious.
And so delicious.
They'll lick the dishes.
And soon you'll realize how impactful your kids involvement in the arts can be. They'll get better grades, make more friends, and express their individuality. When they learn to play some music, act or paint or dance or write creatively.
Hot from the toaster and filled with the essential creative thinking skills of an 18th century musical genius, Mozart Toasties are an important part of an arts-healthy childhood. Studies show that involvement in the arts helps kids increase test scores and promotes academic achievement. Feed your kids the arts. For 10 simple ways to learn how, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. The arts. Ask for more. Brought to you by Americans for the Arts, the NAM Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. We are still conversing and having fun with Barry Wiss, who is the Vice President of Trade Relations at Trinchero, and once again, a number of other things. We just covered the World Wine Challenge, and I will say it again, you definitely have to check this game out. Barry, my hat's off to you. Now, the question, of course, I want to know, tell me you're going to update it.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay,
oh,
so there needs to be different versions so I can torment more people later on down the road.
Absolutely.
Well, something that's interesting, it's always fun to have someone in studio. It means I don't have to talk to Kent all the time, as much as Kent loves wine and can be so much help.
You love me, you know it.
I do love you, but it's fun to be off air and talking about other things about wine. And one thing, and I know it's not a Southern trait, but you share an enthusiasm I do that I think is the heart and soul of what we want to see out of the wine business in the next 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. Wine is fun. It is not stodgy. It is not stuck up. And it's people like you who are going to make the difference to help the rest of the world understand that it doesn't matter whether you are drinking muscadine wine out of a Dixie cup with a straw or whether you are sitting down at a Berge de Soleil with a beautiful Riedel stem that has 3 ounces worth of Bordeaux in it. And that's what I'm looking forward to get across for our listeners. So, question, I know I'm supposed to take emails and questions for our listeners, and I'm sorry, I promise the show is still all about you, but I do want to get I do want to get Barry off on a certain track and a certain place I am going. But looking at this, what do you think, as an educator with your background with hospitality, is the largest obstacle we're facing getting people to find wine to be fun? What do you think is the deciding factor that still has a couple people, you know the ones, when you go out and you do the trade shows and you do the events, you have those little people on the back that are still a little scared, they're still a little hesitant. Why is that and how do we fix it?
You know, wine in our culture has always been a very intimidating thing. And just, I want you to look at our history as far as alcohol in general, but especially wine, that we're newcomers. And wine, just wine in particular, newcomers to the world of wine in our culture. We had, you know, Prohibition, you know, out in California. We had, you know, one obstacle after another. We had, you know, great earthquakes, the earthquake in 1906. We had 2 world wars. We had Depression. So when you look at a place like Napa Valley in particular, we've only been making wine for 150 years. And that's nothing in the world, you know, the history of the world. And you know, wine regions like Burgundy and Bordeaux have been making wine for 1,000 years.
Oh, yeah, or Antinori, like we talked about, since the 1300s.
So, you know, in all fairness to our culture, you know, I have to give us a lot of credit because we do have a lot of that out there. You're absolutely right, especially 10, 15 years ago. Oh, absolutely. People are extremely intimidated, even professionals in the industry, and we've seen that.
10, 15 years ago, I got patted on the head saying, "You cute, sweet little girl, what are you doing selling wine? Leave that to the big boys."
So I have to give us a little bit of credit as a culture because right now there's such an excitement in the world of wine, and I want to, those people who are still intimidated about the world of wine, you know, take this as advice that – the millennial generation, the younger generation right now is embracing the world of wine. It's never happened because right now we live in this incredible world of information. We have a lot of this information at our fingertips. To give you an example, and a German wine label. You know how intimidating a German wine label can be. There's some beautiful wines coming out of Germany. But you walk into a wine shop and you see Trockenbären Auslese and Gustavsfüllung and you see all these, you know, crazy terms on a German wine label. It may be a great bottle of wine. And maybe at a great price, but it's like, I'm not going to buy the bottle of wine. It's scaring me. And but now, what do? They have their BlackBerry, they have their iPod, or whatever it may be. And like, wow, what does that term mean? I'm going to Google it right now. So now it's like, oh, I can buy this wine. I know that means dry or estate bottled or what. Now I'm going to turn my friends on to it, or I'm going to see what they're blogging about this particular wine, or you know. So right now, there's no reason to be intimidated about the world of wine. None whatsoever. And then there's so much great wine out there at great prices. You can buy great wine at almost any price point. There's a lot of great wine out there. So experiment. You know, you can get a great bottle of wine for $4 or $5 actually a lot of times. You really
truthfully,
can.
Truthfully, you can. Yeah. Without a doubt, especially with Mega Marts expanding their sections, the fine wine shops realizing that it doesn't just have to be the top shelf and then dusty bottles. You're finding a lot of cool stuff. And I think you and I are on the same track. I think experimenting. I think granted, being female, I am an exceptional shopper on most fronts all the way around. I'm sure your wife can relate to that as well. But going to your wine store or going to a Mega Mart, some places, especially out in California and definitely in New Orleans, if you want to go to a convenience store, you can walk in and find a bottle of wine. If you don't know it, try it. You lose nothing. For that, you could do this for the rest of your life and spend less than $9.99 and still slowly gain a wine education with it. Now, when we look at experimenting, the one thing we definitely end the show on this, and you'll hear it later, is drink what you like, not what you told. And one thing I have found is I go out and I do tastings and I do events, and that's why it was so fun to recommend the Montevigna Moscato to start the show, is there will inevitably be this one sweet woman that comes up to me and says, well, all my friends drink Chardonnay, and, well, I like the sweet wines. Am I just stupid? And how do you deal with people like that? What is your answer to these people?
You know, and it's the same advice that you give. And since you brought up the TDO Moscato, you know, the Trinqueros, they came originally from the Asti region of Italy. And we have been making Moscato since 1947, every year since 1947. And the Trinqueros, you know, they get the question all the time, what is the secret to your success? Because the Trinqueros are just unbelievably successful. And, you know, they'll say things like, you know, of course, the harder you work, the luckier you get. Good things happen to good people. And they've always done great things. But when it comes to wine in particular, they'll say, Bob Trinquero will say without any hesitation, it just has to taste good. You know, don't worry about, you know, how it's made or you know, it's a food product. Wine is a food product. And it should be enjoyed like a food in a lot of senses and enjoyed with food. But it just has to taste good. And I think, you know, just narrow it down to that. If it tastes good to you, then it's good wine. No matter where it comes from, no matter who made it or what grape variety, tastes good, enjoy it.
Or where it comes from. Yeah. Something that we were laughing about, and I said this would be a good topic of a show, is how everyone seems to pigeonhole someone else and say, what's your favorite wine? And my answer to you is, I don't know. What time is it? Is it 9? Is it 11? Is it 12? Who have I threatened to strangle today? But that's just it. You don't have to have just one thing that you like. You don't have to have, okay, you're just the Chardonnay sipping diva. You can like a lot of things. And it's not like having husbands or boyfriends. I promise the wines won't get jealous. We're going to take a quick break right here. But when we return, we will definitely investigate this topic a little bit further.
Follow host Laura Lawson on Twitter at Wine Crush Radio. This is the Wine Crush.
Z-Max Micro Lubricant, the only engine and fuel system product that makes your car or truck engine perform better. Legendary car builder Carroll Shelby is sold on Z-Max.
There's no doubt that it's the only additive that really works.
Put Z-Max in your oil and gas and reduce internal friction and harmful deposits.
Z-Max is going to give it a longer life and improve the performance.
Z-Max, tested, trusted performance. Available at auto parts stores and at Z-Max.
What's your gym membership costing you? Do you even use it anymore? If you're looking to save some money and still stay in great shape, then here's a great offer from Total Gym. I have one. I use it every day. It's easy to set up. There's no weights to move around. I work out in 15 minutes a day, and I stay in great shape. And the best part is I don't have to leave my home to get a full intensive workout. So my friends at Total Gym want to make it real easy for you to get started. Pick up your cell phone right now and you can try Total Gym risk-free for 30 days for just $49.95 and shipping is free. Save yourself some money while you stay in great shape. Ditch your gym membership. Order a Total Gym risk-free. You don't like it? Return it in 30 days. Call 800-385-3169, 800-385-3169, 800-385-3169, 800-385-3169.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer and founder of Sam Adams. There's a rhythm to the season, so at Sam Adams, we develop styles of beer to accompany that. We brew Samuel Adams Oktoberfest, Winter Lager, and Alpine Spring, and right now, there's Summer Ale. Samuel Adams Summer Ale is a flavorful wheat beer. It has a nice spice note and a little lemon zest. It's brewed with a historic brewing spice called Grains of Paradise. But just like summer, Summer Ale won't be around for long.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Save responsibly.
Have you ever dreamed of being a karate master? Well, stop dreaming and start chopping with the Karate Glove.
Hi, my name's Molly, inventor of the Karate Glove, and I have just 1.5 words for you. Hi-yah!
The Karate Glove chops through anything. Just put it on and instantly chop through wood. Hi-hi! Concrete. Hi-yah! Brick walls. Hi-yah! Trees. Hi-yah! Small cars. It can even chomp through these 8 guitars. It chomps things.
If I can invent a karate glove, just imagine what you can do. Visit inventnow.org to get started on your invention. Anything's possible. Keep thinking.
Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
It's hi-ya time!
I'm Laura Lawson. This is The Wine Crush, and today we have very much enjoyed the company of Mr. Barry Wiss. He, of course, is the Vice President of Trade Relations for Trinchero. He created the Worldwide Wine Challenge, Napa Valley Education Committee, the Napa Valley Vintners Association. The man has done it all. And what has been so much fun today is, besides, of course, his Southern accent and his Southern roots, is how much this has been about a conversation and how much it has not been about wine, about just the enjoying everything that is involved in the bottle and learning and all those pieces. But I know we're wrapping up, but I got to ask Barry one last quick question. Since he literally wrote the game and wrote the book on it, Barry, is there such a thing as a stupid wine question?
And, you know, I've heard that question before. And, of course, being what I do as an educator and the only question that I recommend you not ask about the world of wine is, should I ask a question about wine? And please ask questions. If there's one thing a wine geek loves, is please ask me a question. I love questions. I've received the question, like, why do we use grapes to make wine? And you don't even think about it. I mean, you can make wine out of anything. Why do we use grapes? And that's a great, great question. And, you know, you really didn't think about it. I mean, yeah, why do we use grapes? You can use any fruit that has fermentable sugar. You make a wine out of it. But
it probably has been done.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Once again, in New Orleans and Mississippi. Trust me.
Right.
We've seen it
that's
before.
Right. But please ask questions. Please ask questions about the world of wine. Anything.
Yeah, the only thing I kind of warn our listeners about is, depending on how many glasses of Chardonnay I've had or some of our guests in the past, just be prepared for the answer. Because there is no such thing as a stupid wine question.
That's right.
I have heard a lot of stupid answers over my years. Definitely heard some answers that we just don't need to repeat. But, two, if you find a geek like me or Barry or obviously some of our guests in the past, as long as you got about 10, 15 minutes to kill so you get the answer, that's fine. Hey, and I will go ahead and give you a friendly piece of advice, especially at tasting stuff like that. If they do get long-winded on the answer, you can slowly back away. Trust me, they'll find another victim. Well, Barry, it's been a joy having you on the show. This has really been fun. Hopefully we can sweet talk you into coming back out at some point.
Love to, Laura.
But as always, here at the Wine Crush, we are reminding you to sip socially, to drink responsibly, to drink what you like, not what you're told, but most importantly, in vino veritas, in wine, there's truth. I'm Laura Lawson, and I'll talk with you next week.